Conclusion. It is truly an honor to be selected to command in the U.S. Air Force. Your challenge is to be worthy of that honor. General John P. Jumper. The reality of the present and near future is clear. We will be called upon to utilize aerospace power around the world more frequently in support of national security objectives. By nature of the medium we exploit, the technology at our disposal, and the demonstrated professionalism of our airmen, we in the Air Force are best able to project military power around the world without projecting corresponding vulnerability. Whether we like it or not, we are the low-risk option in the national security tool bag for both coercive and decisive warfare. Accomplishing these missions at the level of expertise and professionalism our nation has come to expect takes preparation, innovation, courage, and absolute adherence to our core values. As a squadron commander, you are essential to achieving this success. If reading this paper has helped you mentally prepare for duty and given you food for thought as you ponder how you want to command your squadron, I will have accomplished my objective. Best of luck and clear skies in the best job you will ever have. This concludes Sharing Success, Owning Failure, Preparing to Command in the 21st Century Air Force by David L. Goldfein, Colonel, United States Air Force.